Welcome to the Executive Series. I'm joined today by Greg Vesey, who is the Chief Executive and Managing Director of LNG Limited. So thanks very much for coming back.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here again.
Well, it's good to have you. So firstly, it's been about a year since you were here last, right. And there's been some increased demand in LNG since. So perhaps start by telling us where that increase in demand is coming from and also an overview of the LNG market at the moment.
I'd be happy to, yeah. So what I tell folks is the demand is really in two pieces if you think about the future. One third of that is Europe and two thirds of that is Asia. Mm-hmm. And what's happened within the last year, year and a half is all the forecasters and pundits in this space have come out and said, we look like 2022, that demand is going to start to outstrip supply. Mm-hmm. And as an industry, what we tend to do is either overbuild or underbuild, mm-hmm. So we're entering an underbuild phase. And so people see this increase in demand. There's no really FIDs out there for new projects, and that starts to get the market worried about where supply is coming from. So when you look at some of our projects like Magnolia that are, you know, pretty much ready for construction, they view that as very positive. So overall, the market is now looking for those next contracts for them to sign and ensure their supply going forward.
Okay, and your focus is on North America, and you touched on the Magnolia project. So starting with that, that's in Louisiana in the U.S. So what's the status of that at the moment?
We continue to refine Magnolia. What we tell folks is if you think about a development project, there's really four pieces that you need for that. You need the regulatory permits, so in the U.S. case, the FERC and the DOE. Mm-hmm. You need an EPC contract to construct the facility. You need your financing in place. And then you need the offtake contracts. In Magnolia's case, we have those first three nailed down, and we're just waiting to do those contracts to complete the math equation for the financing. The example I would give you is, as if you look at LNG Canada, that Shell has just put to FID. They're still probably facing 5 or 6 years before they could begin construction. Whereas Magnolia, when we sign those contracts and get to an FID, we can begin construction almost immediately.
Right, and over in Canada, in Nova Scotia, you've got the Bearhead LNG project. Where are you tracking with that?
Yes, Bearhead is a great project. It's a little behind Magnolia. Right. What we have as a company is really two world-class sites for LNG facilities. Mm-hmm. And what makes them world-class is outside of the cost of building the plant, they have very minimal infrastructure costs, which makes them very competitive. Mm-hmm. Bearhead is just like Magnolia in that regard. The issue we have with Bearhead is we have to find gas supply. So we're working with Western Canada producers to say, we think this is a good option for you to bring it off of the east coast of Canada and open it to your portfolios to the world. And we're working with them now to kind of complete that discussion.
Okay, well, shifting our attention to your financials, what's the cash position for LNG Limited?
Yes, thanks. So right now, at the end of the quarter, we had $45 million Aussie in the bank, mm-hmm. And we're debt-free. So credit to our board and to our CFO.
Congratulations.
Very financially well-managed company, mm-hmm. And we continue to keep it that way.
Okay, and a share placement, you recently undertook that. What were the uses of the funds for that?
Yeah, so it was great. We got a really nice deal with a Chinese investment firm, IDG Energy. They gave us a small premium as part of that deal, which was really nice to see. It showed a level of confidence in the company. And that is really for us to continue to market the facilities and get these facilities ready for FID and get them constructed. I mean, that's, as most people know, that's probably the really thing that would make the LNG Limited stock kind of bounce is seeing those offtake contracts and actually getting the facilities started in construction. That's our focus for the team.
Okay. And vision obviously important for any company. So where do you see LNG Limited a year or two down the track from here?
It's a great question. It's one I think about all the time. I think what we should expect is that we are building what I think is the next level of the next generation of LNG facility. It's smaller, it's very cost efficient, it's very capital efficient. Mm-hmm. And I think once we can prove that concept in Magnolia, there are projects around the world that will view that technology as an element of their portfolio that they need. And so there should be continued projects of growth beyond that for the company.
Okay, well, Greg, thanks very much for joining me today. And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.
Steve, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.